Pope John of Alaba, Gidibadadari. Yashoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunchavihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giddivadadhari. Yashoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunchavihari. Swayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parvajakpacharya Astatarasata Sri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Grantarad Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Gaur Premananda. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to Sri the Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 9, Text 8. Shoot, treat, trida to beer, ima, muhur, ardyamanaha, sitoshna, vata, vadashire, itaretarach, cha kamagnina chuta rusha cha sudur barena sampashyato mana arukrama siddhate me. Shutrit Trida to Bir Imamahur Ard. Is that right? Huh? Okay. Shutrit Trida to Bir Imamahur Ard Yamana. Shitoshnavata Vadashar Itare Tarachcha. Kamagnina chutarusha chasadur barena. Sampashyato mana urukrama siddhita me. Shutritridatu vir imamahur ardhyamana. Sitoshnavata vadashar itari taratscha. Kamagnina chuta rusha chusadur barena. Sampashyato mana arukrama siddhite me. Sutra tridatu vir imamahur ardhyamana. Sitoshnavata vadashar itarete itare taratscha. Kamagnina chuta rusha chasadur barena. Sampashyato mana arukrama siddhite me. Sutra tridatu vir imamahur ardhyamana. Sutra tridatu vir imamahur ardhyamana. Sitoshnavata vadashar itare taratscha. Kamagnina chuta rusha chasadur barena. Sampashyato mana urukrama siddhite me. Sutra tridatu vir imamahur ardhyamana. Sitoshnavata vadashar itare taratscha. Magnina chuta rusha chasadur barena. Vaishnavis. Sutra tridatu vir imamahur ardhyamana. Pashito mana uru krama siddhi te me. Sutrit tridatu biri ma muhar arnyamana. Kamagni natchuta rusha chasudur barena. Sampashito mana uru krama siddhi te me. Chut, hunger. Trit, thirst. Tridatu bihi. Three humors. Namely, mucus, bile, and wind. Imaha, all of them. Mahu, always. Ardhyamanaha, perplexed. Shita, winter. Ushna, summer. Vata, wind. Vadashai, by rains, itara itarat, and many other disturbances. Cha, also, kama agnina, by strong sex urges. Achita rusha, indefatigable anger. Cha, also, sudur barena, most unbearable, sampashyataha, so observing, manaha, mind, arukrama, O great actor, siddhate, becomes despondent. May, my. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. O great actor, my Lord, all these poor creatures are constantly perplexed by hunger, thirst, severe cold, secretion and bile, attacked by coughing winter, blasting summer, rains, and many other disturbing elements, and overwhelmed by indefatigable sex urges and indomitable anger. I take pity on them and am very much aggrieved for them. Purport. A pure devotee of the Lord, like Brahma, and persons in his disciplic succession are always unhappy to see the perplexities of the conditioned souls who are suffering the onslaughts of the threefold miseries which pertain to the body and mind, to the disturbances of material nature, and to many other such material disadvantages. Not knowing adequate measures for relieving such difficulties, suffering persons sometimes pose themselves as leaders of the people, and unfortunate followers are put into further disadvantages under such so-called leadership. This is like a blind man's leading another blind man to fall into the ditch. Therefore, unless the devotees of the Lord take pity on them and teach them the right path, their lives are hopeless failures. The devotees of the Lord who voluntarily take the responsibility of imparting good sense to the foolish materialistic sense enjoyers are as confidential to the Lord as Lord Brahma. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakala Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this verse and purport, we learn about the different kinds of miseries that the conditioned souls in this world are subjected to. In Bhagavad Gita, the material world is characterized as dukkhalayam ashashvatam. Dukkhalayam means it's full of various kinds of miseries. Ashashvatam means it's very temporary. Everything is going on under the influence of Krishna's time factor, which is very destructive. Kalosmi lokashaya krit, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, time I am, destroyer of the worlds. So in the material world, time has that effect, that things gradually deteriorate and are destroyed. Any material thing has a beginning. It may last for some time, but eventually it will be destroyed, whether it's a material body or some kind of technology that we put together. Eventually, it's all going to be destroyed. So, during the time that a conditioned soul exists in a certain body, it's subjected to three kinds of miseries. And the Sanskrit for those three kinds of miseries is the adi bhautik, adiyatmik, and adidaivik miseries. So the adhyatmic miseries are miseries that are coming, that have their source in our own minds and bodies. You know, the body is subjected to birth, death, old age, and disease, different psychological miseries, depression, and things like anxiety that come from the mind, and then from the physical body itself, there are different kinds of pain and misery that come. Some of them mentioned in the verse itself. So that's one category of miseries. Then there are the adibhautik miseries, the miseries that come from bhutas, other living things. And once I think the existentialist philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre said, hell is other people. Of course, not for the devotees. We take advantage of each other's association, but people and other living things, insects, you know, if you've been around places where there are lots of mosquitoes, you see what kind of misery even a little mosquito can inflict upon one. And then there are attacks by all kinds of living things, snakes, alligators, crocodiles, so many. So And what to speak of other people. We see around the world there are all kinds of crime going on, all kinds of wars and conflicts where people are inflicting misery. People and other living things are inflicting misery upon each other. And then there are the adidaivic miseries, the miseries that come from what in insurance policies are called acts of God. In other words, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, excessive heat, excessive cold, tsunamis, volcanic eruptions. You know, these things are there. California, there are earthquakes. Of course, it's interesting. I was reading recently in the Srimad Bhagavatam the account of the marriage of Samba. You know, Samba was the son of Jambavati, right? And he went to the Swayamvara of Lakshmana, who was the daughter of Duryodhana, and he kidnapped her. And the members of the Kuru dynasty were very upset with him, so they captured him. And then Krishna and Balaram came to the capital of the Kurus, Hastinapur, to rescue him. And Balaram, he first went and tried to settle everything peacefully with the Kurus. And he was known to be a little bit friendly to them. And the Kurus just started insulting the Yadu dynasty. So Balaram became, as he sometimes does, a little angry. And it said he took the point of his plow weapon and grabbed this, you know, plunged it into the city of Hastinapur and began dragging it towards the Ganges River. And it was, the whole city was shaking. It was like an earthquake. You know, so Balaram has that effect. He can cause disturbances like that. And it's said in the Bhagavatam, you know, in the Sanskrit verses, that even today, you know, signs of this shaking of the earth, you know, can be observed in the region of Hastinapur, which is near New Delhi. I've actually been there once or twice. But it was, but that's an example of an adidaivic misery, you know, that comes from the forces of nature. So in this verse, Lord Brahma is praying that seeing all these miseries to which the conditioned souls are subjected, he becomes compassionate to them. He takes pity on them and is very much aggrieved for them. So he is the head of our sampradaya, the Brahma Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that the followers of Brahma in disciplic succession share this mood. You know, we have the example of Prahlad Maharaj. You know, he was praying, I'm fine. You know, even though I'm in the material world, I'm always absorbed in chanting and remembering the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he goes on to say, so che tatovi muka chetasa indriyarta maya sukaya baram udva to vimudhan. I'm happy myself, I'm satisfied, but I have compassion. I lament the fate of those people in this material world, of the souls in the material world who have turned away from this blissful process of devotional service and instead have absorbed themselves in chasing after temporary pleasure, maya sukaya, and they've taken on these burdens that accompany the process of trying to enjoy separately from Krishna in the material world. So, unfortunately, some of those misled personalities in the material world, they put themselves forward as leaders. And they're compared to the blind leading the blind. You know, they fall into a ditch, as Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport. And that concept of the blind leading the blind, it's actually found in many different spiritual traditions. It's mentioned in the Bible, the blind leading the blind. And it's also there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Nate vidu svartikatimi vishnum durasha ye bahirartimani na andalyatandar upaniyamanas te tisha tantram uvidam nibadha. So anda means blind, not being able to see. And yatandar upaniyamanas, meaning one blind person is leading the other blind person. So how are they going to get at any good destination? There are so many chances of disaster, of catastrophe, when the blind are leading the blind. You know, they fall into a ditch, it says. So, yeah, when Srila Prabhupada was present, you know, he would sometimes comment on, you know, these blind leaders. You know, he said, okay, you know, some election is coming up. And they're saying, yes, President Johnson, he's bad. President, if you vote for a new president, President Nixon, you'll be happy. You'll be satisfied. And Srila Prabhupada said, how do they think they can be happy in that way? You know, changing one blind leader for another blind leader. They're all in the same position, no matter, you know, what they're saying. Again, it's like the blind leading the blind. And we look back at the history. Yes, President Johnson, he caused all kinds of trouble. They changed him for President Nixon, and he caused all kinds of trouble. It's what you expect, because to properly lead, a leader has to be enlightened, has to know the real goal of life. So what is the ultimate goal of life? It's to understand Jivaras Rupahoi Krishnara Nityadas, that we are all eternal servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. So that means there has to be some intelligence, some brain. You know, there has to be some proper understanding of the actual goal of life. And in this material world, most people think that the ultimate goal of life is to gratify the senses until death. And even if they believe in God, you know, they're simply praying, please help me gratify my senses until death. And, you know, some things are mentioned here. Like it says, they're subjected to kama agnina, by strong sex urges. Kind of interesting. Agni means fire, so it means the fire of kama, kama agnina. And then when material desires are frustrated, then comes achyuta rusha, indefatigable anger. And Brahma is saying he's very sorry to see people subjected to such things, because as eternal spiritual souls, they are meant for a life of eternality, knowledge, and bliss. So it's very sad to see that instead of being situated like that, so many conditioned souls are, because of their false identification with the material body, suffering under so many of these miseries. So I'll stop there. Any comments or questions? Oh, one thing I did want to say, I want to thank the devotees who set up the Radha Kund celebration. I remember a few years ago, I happened to be in Vrindavan at the time of the appearance of Radha Kund, and we went out at night and circumambulated Govardhan Hill, you know, ending up at Radha Kund at midnight. And then everyone offered, you know, lamps to Radha Kund, and they, after you offered them, then they were set in the water and they floated. It was a very amazing event, and the celebration, the observance we had a few days ago kind of reminded me of that. So it was, appreciated it very much. Any comments or questions? Says Satchitanoy. Oh, I want to say that Satchitanoy, he got the beat right on the verse. Yeah, you got it. You nailed it.
And we see that, you know, it just in our books also says that a perfect king, a perfect government, in those times also, even the weather or the catastrophes like turmoils, hurricanes, rain, or whatever, was kind of like, you know, control because of a good leadership. So we don't have that, you know, that kind of divine or very pious religious kings or leaders in this time. But my question is that, you know, in the times of elections, many people is canvassing, and we're also citizens, but we're devotees, we're in a dilemma. The dilemma is, well, there are no good governments, what is the use? They all, you know, have their failures in both sides. It can be this party or that party, and then you find yourself like, in certain things they might be good that you agree with, but in other things they're totally opposite. So my question is, because if they said, okay, you religious people don't want to vote, but at the same time you will have a government or leader who will even impose on you, and you didn't participate in, so how do you handle that? Is that an individual, personal choice that we need to do, or how do you do that?
Well, we have to keep in mind that there are long-range and short-range solutions to material problems. So the ultimate solution is to go back home, back to Godhead, and be apart from all that, not be subjected to these miseries. But in the shorter range, you know, if we take the idea that we want to make things as easy as possible for people to come to that platform where they can adopt the ultimate solution, then we become interested in how society is arranged, if it's possible. You know, like Srila Prabhupada, you know, sometimes said, I'm like a doctor who's got the cure to a disease, and I'm doing what I can, but if I had the support of the government, of the state, I could do so much more for the benefit of people. So if it's possible for devotees to influence leaders of society, be they political or you know, no matter what sort of political system there is in a particular country, if they can be influenced to arrange society in such a way that it facilitates people arriving at that ultimate solution to all problems, Krishna consciousness, then that may be a good thing. Of course, what we don't want to do is become enamored by politics and this and that and the other. And that's why Lord Chaitanya, he avoided the king. You know, he said, yeah, sannyasi associating with the king is not a good thing, because mostly kings are in a position where they can control and exploit people for their own welfare and benefit. So it has to be done cautiously. Like even for a time, you know, the devotees had their own political party here in the West. It was called the In God We Trust Party. But after encouraging it for a little while, Srila Prabhupada saw it was distracting the devotees from their real business, and he kind of advised, well, maybe we shouldn't do this right at the present moment. But in the preface to Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada said he's hopeful that the leaders of human society will take up this understanding. And we see in some countries, like India, you know, the devotees are, you know, they're having the opportunity to influence leaders at a very high level. So that's a good thing. So it's one of these things that has to be done very carefully. Like Prabhupada said, you got to catch the big fish without getting wet. Anything else? Yes, Archita.
Thanks for the nice class, Prabhu. There was one obvious question from today's verse and purport. Lord Brahma is talking about the miseries of the living entities, but at that time he was the only one. So somebody may ask, who is he talking about? He's talking about the miseries of the living entities, and he's the only one in the universe, as far as we can see.
Well, his tree colleague, yeah, you can see. And along the same lines, I was wondering, it's like this is the prison house, and you're in charge of setting it up. You know, creating all the material planets and the bodies in which these living entities are going to be suffering these miseries. So, but that gets back to the basic question of why there's a material world at all. It's because each soul has its independence and free will. Like Srila Prabhupada mentions that this service, where was it? He said it has to be done voluntarily. The devotees of the Lord who voluntarily take the responsibility of imparting good sense to the foolish materialistic sense enjoyers are as confidential to the Lord as Lord Brahma. This idea that what we do is voluntary. If we're taking up the process of devotional service, it's voluntary. So that freedom of choice, that minute independence, that free will is always there for the soul. Not just the conditioned soul, but any soul, anywhere, is voluntarily serving Krishna, which means that the choice not to serve Krishna is always there as well. Krishna Bahir Mukahana Bhogavanchakare Nikitashtamayatare Japatiyatare, that the soul can turn away from the opportunity to serve Krishna and try to enjoy itself independently. So that's why there's a material universe in the first place, because some souls have chosen not to serve Krishna and to try to enjoy themselves independently. So they can't do that in the spiritual world. So out of his mercy, Krishna gives them a field of activities in which they can try to enjoy separately. And within that universe, they're also being offered the choice to use their free will in the proper way. And Krishna sends his representatives, like Lord Brahma. He empowers Lord Brahma to, yes, create this material world, but he also has the responsibility for offering the souls who are here the opportunity to take advantage of the Vedic literature, the association of devotees, to, again, situate themselves properly. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.